Children born overseas as a result of commercial surrogacy agreements do not have legal parents. That recent ruling by the Family Court is prompting affected families and lawyers to call for urgent changes to Australian laws to protect children. Barrister Dr. Robin Smith acted for the couple involved in the case. He's explained its implications to Samantha Donovan.
For those people who engage in commercial surrogacy arrangements overseas and then come back to Australia, really now there is some significant doubt as to whether or not they'll be recognised as the parents of the child once they return to Australia.
Why did the Family Court refuse to declare your clients the parents of the child they'd arranged to have overseas?
The issue is that it's the state parliaments are the ones to legislate in relation to the issue of surrogacy. Now, in Victoria, it is not a criminal offence to engage in commercial surrogacy overseas, but commercial surrogacy isn't recognised. And what the Family Court has held is that it's not their place to step in where the Victorian Parliament or the state parliaments have decided not to recognise commercial surrogacy. It's not the place for the Family Court to step in and rectify that gap.
Does the situation vary much in other states?
Yeah, so in other states, it's in fact a criminal offence. So in fact, in New South Wales, if you're a permanent resident of New South Wales and you engage in commercial surrogacy arrangement overseas and come back, you've committed a criminal offence even though you did it overseas. In Victoria, the situation's slightly different. We don't have that extraterritorial offence.
What then do you and people like your clients think needs to be done to fix this situation, to ensure the children born of a commercial surrogacy arrangement overseas are protected?
Well, unfortunately, it's now a situation where there needs to be legislative reform. Now, whether that happens at the state level with fixing the surrogacy provisions, or at the Commonwealth level where we rectify the Family Law Act to recognise commercial surrogacy arrangements, that's something that's going to have to be considered fairly carefully.
Melbourne barrister Dr. Robin Smith speaking to Samantha Donovan.